This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The leading U.S. weapons inspector has contradicted a principal reason for invading Iraq. Charles Dulfer says he found the same thing as previous inspectors. Nothing. After 16 months of investigation, Dulfer concludes that Saddam Hussein had no chemical weapons, no biological weapons, and no capacity to make nuclear weapons. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Charles Dulfer has more than a decade's experience hunting for weapons in Iraq, and he has a reputation for speaking his mind. Yesterday, he did exactly that as he presented his report at a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy asked Dulfer for his honest opinion.
What would you say on a scale of 0 to 100? What is the likelihood that we'll ever find the stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction?
I think the prospects of finding significant stockpile is, less than 5%.
Dulfer's team did find numerous violations of United Nations resolutions, from missiles that exceeded the range limits set by the UN to the production of tiny quantities of poison, apparently for use in assassinations. And they found intent. That is, Saddam wanted weapons and planned to get them at earliest opportunity. Senate Republicans seized on those points. The chairman of the committee, John Warner of Virginia, asked Dulfer a number of pointed questions about Saddam until he arrived at this one.
In conclusion, the world is better off with his now facing in custody the rule of law to account for his crimes.
I'm an analyst, and I realize I'm in a political world right now.
No, it's just
but
simple,
I have to agree, analytically, the world is better off.
That's a line President Bush is fond of using. But in a preview of how this report will likely play in the presidential campaign, Democrats on the Armed Services Committee weren't buying it. Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, the committee's senior Democrat, argued the focus should be on facts, not speculation about Saddam's intentions.
The administration's case for going to war rested on the twin arguments that Saddam Hussein had existing stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction, and that he might give weapons of mass destruction to Al-Qaeda to attack us. So the fundamental conclusion means that the administration's two major arguments for going to war against Iraq were incorrect.
Levin zeroed in on Iraq's nuclear ambitions. Before the war, President Bush warned Americans that if he waited to confront Saddam, the result could be a smoking gun in the form of a mushroom cloud. But Dulfer's report concludes that when the war began last year, Saddam was way farther away from having a nuclear bomb than he had been in the early 90s. And Dulfer concluded the Iraqis were probably telling the truth when they said they wanted aluminum tubes to make small rockets. The Bush administration has asserted the tubes were for nuclear bombs. Yesterday, at a rally in Pennsylvania, the president defended his decision to invade.
There was a risk, a real risk, that Saddam Hussein would pass weapons or materials or information to terrorist networks. In the world after September the 11th, that was a risk we could not afford to take.
Meanwhile, John Edwards, campaigning in Florida yesterday for the Kerry Edwards ticket, charged that Mr. Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney are, quote, in a complete state of denial about the war. Now, a key question is what voters will decide. Analysts say most Americans already assumed no weapons would be found. But in such a tight race, both the Bush and Kerry camps will do everything they can to read the Dulfer report as evidence for their version of events in Iraq. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.